Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We have a honey of a show for you this evening. We're also going to celebrate our 50th state and have a word quiz. But to get us started, I learned a new word the other day. The word is mellifluous, M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S. Mellifluous means flowing sweetly and usually refers to voices or other sounds, such as a mellifluous voice or the mellifluous strains of the violin. The word is formed from the Latin melli, meaning honey, and fluous, meaning to flow. So mellifluous literally means to flow like honey. And here's a honey of a song from Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you.
I'm a DJ.
Some mellifluous songs on rapidly rotating records. We just heard from Pearly Breed's orchestra and one of only three sides recorded under his name, Honey, I'm in Love with You, recorded by Jeanette on April 30th, 1925. The vocalist was violinist Frank Cornwell. Also in the band on clarinet, Brad Gowans, who two decades later achieved fame playing valve trombone in Eddie Condon's Dixieland Orchestra. In the late 1920s, Pearly Breed went to Europe and made a number of recordings in England with Bert Ambrose, the Rhythmic Eight, and Noble Sissle. And we started off the show with Ben Salvin and his orchestra with an unknown vocalist on Honey from April 9, 1929. Continuing this Honey set of songs, here are the Musical Stevedores.
Thank you.
Irving Mills, his Hotsy Totsy Gang from November 7th, 1929 at a Hoagy Carmichael composition, My Little Honey and Me. Hoagy Carmichael played piano and Celeste in the band, which also included the Dorsey Brothers. And before the Hotsy Totsy Gang, we heard the musical Stevedores, a pickup group put together by Elmer Snowden from January 30th, 1929, and Honeycomb Harmony, written by Clarence Williams. Elmer Snowden started playing guitar at age 9 and became one of the leading jazz banjoists of his day, as well as a renowned bandleader who helped launch the careers of many top musicians. He was musically active throughout his life, but later on taught music in Philadelphia and at UC Berkeley. The scat singing on that recording was by Bud Hicks, who played tuba in the band. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and we're going to take a trip to the islands when we return right after this. It was during this past week on August 21st, 1959, that the citizens of the United States said aloha to their new fellow Americans. The Hawaiian Islands became the state of Hawaii by a proclamation signed by U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. In March of 1959, the statehood bill had been passed, but it contained a stipulation that the residents of the Hawaiian Islands would have to give their vote of approval. 3 months later, they did so, and by a huge margin, and Hawaii, the Aloha state, finally became the 50th state of the United States of America on August 21, 1959. So here are some songs to commemorate the addition to the United States of the state of Hawaii.
Volcano. I met a Hawaiian girl. She presented me with Lele. I went to Maui, to Haleakala. I met a Hapahale girl. I went to Oahu, saw the Moana Hotel. I met a howling girl. She presented me with Lady Lima. I went to Oahu to Molly Hotel. I met a howling girl. She presented me with Lady Lima. I met a Hawaiian girl. She presented me with Leia. Thank you.
and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Some songs to commemorate the addition of Hawaii to the United States on August 21st, 1959. We just heard Annette Hanshaw and Singin' in the Rain. So what does Singin' in the Rain have to do with Hawaii? Well, Annette was backed on that August 1929 recording by Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio. Frank Ferreira was born on June 12, 1885 in Honolulu and left for the mainland in 1900, where he introduced the ukulele. Ferreira was the first guitarist to enjoy success as a recording artist. Hawaiian music had been recorded as early as the 1890s, but the music became popular with the success of Richard Walton Tully's 1912 Broadway play, Bird of Paradise. And the music really took off with the 1915 Panama Pacific Exposition at San Francisco, where many Hawaiian singers and dancers were heard by thousands of tourists who visited the fair. Victor began issuing Hawaiian records monthly, and by 1916, all the record companies were issuing Hawaiian numbers. Before Frank Ferreira, we heard Johnny Noble and his Hawaiians, and I Went to Hilo from September of 1929. Musical entrepreneur Johnny Noble led a large band at the Moana Hotel and produced a series of recordings for Brunswick of exclusively Hawaiian artists. They were recorded in Honolulu as well as Los Angeles and resulted in 92 issues. Continuing our Hawaiian theme, here's Sam Koo West and his Royal Hawaiians. Thank you. King Noahi's Hawaiians from 1930 and Tickling the Strings. Benjamin Keakahiawa Noahi was born in Honolulu but began his career in the U.S. as a vaudeville performer in 1919. He was a virtuoso on the ukulele, steel guitar, mandolin, and violin, and he recorded with a number of major labels beginning around 1927. And before King Noahi, we heard Sam Koo West in his Royal Hawaiians and Someday, Sweetheart. Some songs to commemorate the addition of Hawaii to the United States on August 21, 1959. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If there's a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show, or if you'd just like to let me know you're out there listening, I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with some more sweet songs when we return right after this. Aloha. We're back with more Rapidly Rotating Records. The greater honey guide bird of eastern Africa, whose scientific name is Indicator indicator, loves to eat honey, but it can't open bees' nests by itself. So when it finds one, it goes looking for an animal whose scientific name is Mellivora capensis. Now, if you were listening closely during the first segment of the show, you remember that Meli is Latin for honey. Mellivora capensis is the honey badger. The bird calls out loudly, attracting the badger's attention. Then it flies toward the bee's nest, making sure the badger is following. On arriving, the badger tears open the nest with its strong claws, and badger and bird both dine on honey, beeswax, and bee larvae. So here's another honey of a set of songs, starting with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra.
Honey, that reminds me of days gone by. Thoughts of days behind me makes me almost cry. I'm blue, so blue, baby, thinking of you, hoping that you're thinking of me too, crying all the day for your love in vain, hoping for the day when again we'll be the same. So hear me moan, hurry home, cuddled by my side. Honey, that reminds me of you. Crying all the day for your love in vain, hoping for the day when again we'll be the same. So hear me moan, hurry home, cuddle by my side. Honey, that reminds me of you.
Louise Russell and his orchestra with Vic Dickerson taking the vocal on Honey, That Reminds Me from October 24th, 1930. That was preceded by Frank Trumbauer's orchestra recording in Chicago on August 17, 1932, and I Think You're a Honey. The vocal on I Think You're a Honey was performed by Cedric Spring, Harold Jones, and Leroy Buck, collectively known as the Three Spooks. Here are two more to finish up this Honey set of songs.
Some folks may think you're wild, though they lightly whisper, till I don't believe a word. You're just an angel child. Wild, honey, wilder than a stormy sea. Wild, honey, sweetest in the world to me. Thank you.
never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
I never knew I could love anybody, honey, the way I'm loving you. Joe Hames and his orchestra with Mike Doty on the vocal from July of 1933. Pianist Joe Hames was born in Marshfield, Missouri in 1908. He became a successful arranger, writing charts for Ted Weems and others, and then formed his own dance band. And we began with Archie Blyer and his orchestra and Wild Honey with the vocal by Buddy Clark. Archie Blyer was born in Corona, New York on June 12, 1909, where he began playing piano at age 7. He enrolled at Columbia in 1927, majoring in electrical engineering, but switched to music his second year. He became a musical arranger and was one of the best-known writers of stock arrangements for music publishers. In the late 1930s, he conducted for several Broadway shows. He composed Business in Q, a jazz piece which was performed by a number of hot bands in the 30s. In the 1940s, Blyer joined CBS Radio as a musical conductor and worked on The Arthur Godfrey Show. In 1953, he left the show and formed Cadence Records. Archie Blyer died of Parkinson's disease in Sheboygan, Wisconsin on March 20, 1989. This is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with a word quiz when we return right after this. Most every morning, I enjoy listening to a short program on National Public Radio called Word for the Wise. The other day, the question was asked, what are the only three common words in the English language which end in the letters G-R-Y? The answer was that although there are more than 100 English words that end in G-R-Y, all but two are either archaic or obsolete. You may have already come up with the two common words, angry and hungry. So here are some GRY songs, starting off with Dud Meekum's Wolverines.
Thank you. Wall Street's not to blame for the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they eat with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to find one who has got acute indigestion. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, whenever we meet, it's when do we eat? Then they pitch in and clean the kitchen. What I'd like to know is where does it go? I saw a great magician doing wondrous feats. He sawed a woman in half, gave me the half that eats. Oh, those hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. I met a girl with just two teeth and took her to supper. Was just my luck, her lower tooth met with the upper. Hungry women, I feed them and weep.
Dearie, please don't be angry, for I was only teasing you. I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know our love is true? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Dearie, please don't be angry, for I was only teasing you.
Two versions of the Dixieland standard Angry, written by Dud Meekum. We just heard a vocal version by Ray Miller and his orchestra in Chicago on January 3, 1929, with Bob Nolan. Ray Miller had a successful dance band in New York and started recording for OK in 1920. He left New York for Chicago in 1927. That version of Angry was arranged by the group's pianist, Art Gronwald, and featured Muggsy Spanier on cornet. The instrumental version of Angry we began with was by Dud Meacham's Wolverines from 1925 with Frank Cotterill on cornet. Angry had also been recorded on July 17, 1923 by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. And in between the Angries, we heard Eddie Cantor with the Jack Yellen and Milton Ager song Hungry Women from the musical Whoopee from 1928. Some GRY songs on rapidly rotating records. I'm Glenn Robison. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week when I'll be back with more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your requests and comments are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, I do thank you for your very kind attention.